You're listening to The Wall Street Reporter. Welcome to all our listeners. This is Ian Roberts, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. Today's featured company in focus is Befuture Swiss S.A. Befuture Swiss is currently privately held, and joining us to discuss the company in light of recent developments is Carla Maria Kangian, the Chief Executive Officer of Befuture Swiss S.A. Carla, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure and honor to be online with you.
Well, certainly an interesting story here and quite a unique story in this company. And for those here not familiar with Befuture Swiss, perhaps we can start really with some insight into the company, its evolution, and its market focus.
Of course. Yes. So do you want me to start?
Certainly.
Okay. So I'm Carla Kangian, and I'm proud and honored to be online with the Wall Street Reporter. Well, this is the story of a Swiss company. We are based in Geneva, and we started as a biotech company specialized in the culture of cells and tissues. And after 5 years of research, we started applying our results from research, 5 years research on cosmetic usage. So we started by harvesting the skin cells in a serum-free medium. And based on beautiful results that we obtained, we wanted to apply our results in cosmetics. So, and we started testing some ingredients in order to apply on cosmetic usage. So the name of our active ingredient is the B-cell. It's a complex. It's a new complex, and it is composed of many oligo elements, antioxidants, vitamins, and peptide research, amino acids. Well, our story is quite interesting because my sister, who lives in Geneva, Irma, and myself, Carla, had already to own this beautiful company. Well, we are very passionate about our company. We made it happen, and our strength nowadays is the skincare line that we derived from this biotech research. It's called La Peau. La Peau, it means in French. It is a skincare line which is highly antioxidant. We have used the expertise of many professionals and doctors and scientific experts in making happen this line. And most importantly, we started as a biotech company, and based on our nice results, we derived this cosmetic line, and we further gave for testing, and it was quite challenging to see that the results that you obtained. It was overwhelming. The results, the tests were done by independent labs as well, and also by other laboratories. And the test results that you obtained were overwhelmingly applauded by many others. It was a real breakthrough. We compared our line, the antioxidant activities of our line, to 18 leading anti-aging products. And our line scored the highest antioxidant properties. And beside that, we also obtained very good efficacy tests regarding also anti-wrinkle properties and hydrating properties. Well, initially our goal was to formulate a revolutionary skincare line which embodied a healthy lifestyle. We wanted our products to provide superior treatment qualities versus purely cosmetic benefits. And it took four long years of research and determination before we reached a major milestone by discovering the regenerative effect of our new non-animal molecular complex on the skin. This was the name of our new molecular complex is the B-cell. B-cell is our active ingredient, which is used in all our formulation of La Peau skincare line.
Very interesting, and certainly a very exciting story. And as you speak with such great passion about this company, it certainly has translated into success in understanding this technology as a breakthrough. Can you give us some insight into understanding this opportunity, as well the unique technology, which you've now made a niche product focus in understanding the market as well?
Yes, our active ingredients, which is the name is B-Cell, it's composed of antioxidants, amino acids, oligo elements, vitamins with proven anti-aging properties. This blend of the finest ingredients and antioxidants help reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles while regulating the skin's moisture level and providing long-lasting hydration. But what is more important, most importantly, this substance is the technology behind our line is this delivery system that is used in La Peau. It is it involves also peptide research. It's with this delivery system which is used in La Peau allows better absorption of the antioxidants and the vitamins by the skin. It is, in other words, whenever you put this nice, it is half gel, half cream, this product on your face, all the ingredients get absorbed immediately, and you have a very, very unusual lifting effect, which is a firming effect that lasts. This is non-animal. It is a non-animal ingredient. It is a non-animal product, and we are not using any hormones. It is just the delivery system technology behind our line that is vehicling all these ingredients within the skin without leaving any messy grizziness, which is, as thousands of products on the market show. This messy grizziness is not something that today's consumers want. Today's consumers are very alert. They are extremely health conscious. They want a product that is very, very, very not only efficient, but also result-oriented. Today's consumers read about, they're knowledgeable, they read about the ingredients, they want a product that delivers what it says. So we started as a biotech company, yes, we were culturing the skin cells, yes, we obtained very good results in both of them, and now we derive this antioxidant skincare line based on a new active ingredient that is called B-Cell. So all this, plus the rave reviews that we are obtaining from consumers using our product, men and women, is really overwhelming.
And let's talk about this market more specifically in terms of how you capitalize on this as a market opportunity. How would you outline your short-term strategy in light of these overwhelmingly good results?
Yeah. Well, I should say here that we are two owners in this company, as opposed to other cosmetic companies that are very venture capital oriented. We have this cosmeceutical line, which is a hybrid between cosmetics and pharmaceutical. The packaging is very attractive. It is lean and very efficient. It projects a very clean and efficient and sober image, like the Swiss tradition. And however, it is very efficient. So our short-term strategy is to partner up, and as we have started to do, we have partnered up with established prominent dermatologists, plastic surgeons, medical spas, specialty stores that are recognized trend leaders in order to achieve forward integration of our new product range named La Peau. So our approach will be selling direct in some countries and using a distribution network in some others, depending on the required setup. Long-term value will be created by partnering up with one or more major retail stores, such as the big chains, willing to promote our brand. Also, we haven't started yet e-commerce heavily, but it will be one of the integrated marketing approach to further reinforce La Peau.
Certainly, this is an exciting story, and in light of this, your strategies you've outlined, you're competing in a market that represents a great deal of opportunities for growth and also competition. Can you give us some insight into how you would compare or contrast this company to competitors in the field and how you attempt to accomplish this end of achieving those goals you've outlined?
Yes. Well, our company, I know we are aware of the fierce competition around us, yes, but we have, not only we have derived a new active ingredient, our company has also derived a new skincare line. Usually, skincare line companies, they just license a new ingredient. It's not our case. We have derived a new active ingredient, and we are using this active ingredient in our line, and we are mixing it with a neutral base, and we have this beautiful line, which is highly efficient, called La Peau. So we are aware that in order to be a leader in the future, players usually partner up with technology companies who are able to create active ingredients that address efficacy, skin irritation, and other specific needs of consumers. However, our company Bifuture has successfully carved its niche in the consumer market by combining its prestigious skincare line with a science-backed technology which is proprietary. And this is quite interesting. For our main focus in our line is the antioxidant properties. For example, in the 1980s, the trend was with the product using glycolic acid. Then in the 90s, the trend was more with vitamins C and A. They became the anti-aging trends. Nowadays, it's the antioxidants that are dominating the market and the marketplace. So our products, our products address, I can say, cover two main trends, wellness and antioxidants together. We know that today the cosmetic industry is developing products that are mainly niche market products, which is distributed by a rather eclectic channel, such as trendy retail store, dermatologists, and spas. These are science-backed products. Now, this is it. Today's consumers want, the trend is science-backed products. So antioxidant is this link between glamour and science and feeling well and non-animal. All this is what makes the product successful, I can say. For example, in our range, we use non-animal components, antioxidant formulations, peptide research, and included all these, I can say, sexy connotations into the making of our line. However, all this is talk. What is the most important is that our product works. It's really interesting the amount of consumers who are all coming back, like they start, because it's hard to impose a new line on them. We're not doing any marketing. What we're doing, it's very light marketing. I can say we are doing bully marketing. We are doing very interesting editorials. We are doing small launches. Dermatologists are praising our products. Like, we are receiving lots of editorials. Doctors and beauty editors are writing beautiful articles about the efficacy of the line. People are calling us, and the point is that we have a beautiful line. Yes, we know that with our own capacity, my sister and I, using our resources, it's sufficient. Yes, but in case we partner up with a strong and international strong group, we can achieve growth much faster than if we stay alone in this line.
If we were to talk now of this company, its strategy, longer term vision, sharing that with us a bit further, you have compelling and unique technologies you highlighted. Are you planning to leverage this much further beyond partnerships into talking about other possible fields of application? And also as well, can you share a bit of that longer term vision? Where do you see this company positioning itself in light of its biotech-derived cosmeceutical line? Is this a biotech company or is this a cosmeceutical company?
Well, we applied our biotech research on cosmeceutics. Why? Because we started as a biotech company, and the research there, it's incredible. If we wanted to continue the research just on biotech, it depends huge funds. And we wanted to do something more personable that my sister and I could do with our own resources. That's why we derived this online. Of course, if we have more funds, we can of course reinforce, and we can go back to biotech research. Yes, but now we are seeing that there is a huge opportunity in this anti-aging line with the market defined broadly by the marketplace, including skincare products that are aesthetic and therapeutic. We are seeing a growth rate of a compound annual growth rate of around 40%. So it's quite tempting. And the most importantly, people appreciating our products and different countries applying to us for selling our products. It's really interesting. I cannot say that my sister and myself, we cannot go solo, both in further biotech research with our own funds. No. But however, we have started this venture together, and we believe in the product. Our antioxidant ingredient, which is called B-cell, has shown breakthrough results. But the most important is the line by itself, La Peau. It's more than a cosmetic line. It is used in treatment. The plastic surgeons and dermatologists are using it for allergy, for example, for redness, for even rosacea, for wrinkles, for hydrating. It is a very well-blended line without any messy grizziness. The texture is very absorbing. It doesn't leave anything on your face. All goes inside in a very proprietary technology delivery system, which makes all these antioxidants and vitamins deliver nicely into your skin. And people are all coming back, consumers are all coming back, they are further, many of them, they want to invest in our company, which is something that is really encourage us to move forward and to break new markets.
Exceptional. And final words and thoughts here. You've shared a great deal of information with our audience today, Carla, on this company. What are the most compelling reasons that we should continue to follow Be Future Swiss and its product line, La Peau, in the future, 2007 and beyond?
Well, there are thousands of lines on the market. These lines are into heavy marketing and heavy advertising. Our line is based on word of mouth. It's more about buzz marketing, because the product, it says by itself, it's a product line that works. You put on your face, the result is immediate, and it is pure and efficient, and it's exactly whatever our consumers need nowadays. We started this, it was a very interesting venture. We have, my sister and myself, we have lived in five different countries, and everywhere we have traveled, we saw that consumers were looking for a product reflecting like hope in the jar, a product that makes their skin firmer, helps minimize the adverse effect of aging, and corrects them. People want to look good and feel great. It's not only appearance. This is, you will feel great, because this is all antioxidant vitamins being vehicled into your skin. And I can say that this product line, La Peau, made in Switzerland, it corresponds exactly to what consumers want nowadays, and that's the reason why our products are flying off the shelves. We were lucky maybe to be offered this opportunity, and we're very proud that we were able to make it happen.
Exceptional story to follow with interest here, and certainly a fascinating company with unique, compelling technology and a promising product opportunity. I'd like to thank my guest, Ms. Carla Maria Kangian, Chief Executive Officer of Be Future Swiss SA. Again, I'd like to thank Carla for taking the time here to update us on the developments at Be Future Swiss, as well as insight into its product, La Peau, and its strategy for success moving ahead. And Carla, clearly we wish you and your sister all the best of continuing success.
Thank you very much, Ian, and it was really a pleasure talking to you. Sorry if sometimes I become very passionate, but it's really, I adore what we're doing, and this is my life, and it has become a passion, and I really look forward every day.
It's certainly a compelling story, and all of us wish we could be so fortunate. Again, this is Ian Roberts, Senior Analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Featured guest today, Carla Maria Kangian, Chief Executive Officer of Be Future Swiss SA. Be Future Swiss is currently privately held.